Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. Get all the leaves on the
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And, you know, a lot of weird stuff going on. And, you know, I was on Barney on Tuesday, and I said, hey, what about QE4? And a bunch of people rolled their eyes. I had heard that I think everybody on the panel passed out and fell over. And I go, what do you mean? Why do you think that this market is rallying off of bad news? This is not any longer just short covering. This is not, nobody cares about the 0.25% interest rate. This has got to do with something else that's going to happen. But again, it really doesn't matter. The market footprints are what we care about and what we worry about. So what I'm going to do now with you is I'm going to reshare with you how I saw the footprints Monday night, okay, going in, and I'm going to do about 20 stocks for you here, and I'm going to explain to you why and where and what I would do with this group of 20 stocks. So let's go back to the Monday night call and look at the levels.
So let's do the charts first. Yeah, because I know a lot of you guys want to see that first anyways, and then we'll come back to some of the things I want to talk about, and I'll do it all, but you know, I know some people want to see what the footprints look like, so we'll get there first this time, and we'll change it up, because I did take a little bit more time teaching through the first part of it. So, all right, so Apple, we thought it was a pretty tight range, and again, it really still is, you know, maybe not 110 anymore. Maybe it's 108. Okay. But, I look at this the same way I just explained to you. We broke down below. We came right back above it. We went below. We went right back above, and we stayed above. Now, this morning, we were lower. I mean, listen, I'm a little bit short Apple anyway, so, I mean, I'd like to see it lower. But, you know, I'm short from up here. But at 110, I still have to look at 110. Again, it looks like you got to watch the 110 level, and I do believe that, you know, 105 is going to come back into play, which was our original call from a while ago. And I also believe that it's going to probably test this low of 92 as well. But for now, okay, this chart is kind of bouncing around. So you can use 108 or 110, and you can still use 115 to the upside as a spot to short it. And I would believe me, if it goes to 115, I'll sell it to my hands bleed, as they say. Okay. And not because I don't like Apple, I don't do it. It's just the chart is telling me that that's pretty clear. Okay? And you can go back and look at any period here. A lot of trouble around 115, a lot of trouble around 115. I guarantee if we go back, you'll see the same thing. Okay? All right. AMBA. Alpha, Michael, Bravo, Alpha. Okay, so we said we needed to build a base. Well, it looks like it found a base now. Okay, now this is obviously trades very fast, so it's sometimes hard. Now, had I talked to you, you know, last week, I said, you know what, probably 55 or 56 looks pretty good. Okay, and I didn't make that call, so I'm not going to take credit for it. But that would have been an error. I would have looked at it here. Okay, and now we're bouncing up. So now where do we go? Well, I think when you look at this chart, let's just clean this up for a minute because I want to share something with you here. Hold on. Remove all. No. Sorry. I hate this new platform. Okay. So let's just relook at this. So here was 65 key spot. Okay. We broke down from 95 to 65, stopped, rallied back to 75. Okay. Came back to 65, held, and we broke. Okay. So now you have to assume 65 is a level that you want to sell it. And I would have no problem selling it at 65. But that's the reason. That's what we're looking at, okay? Because, yes, I know it was up here, and a lot of people think, well, geez, if I could buy it at 53, go all the way back to 129, and it may do that, okay? But what I'm saying is that based on the chart we're looking at, based on the technical indicators we're looking at, 65 appears to be a level. Okay? Now, I would look at it at 55 as a potential buy spot, okay? I think that's probably a pretty good level, 55 or 56. I would trade either side of the stock now. It looks to me like it's tried to build a base, so we'll see. But either way, again, I know what I'm going to lose if I'm wrong, and I know, you know, I don't know how much I'm going to make if I'm right. This is an important week. I don't know, you know, what is so important about it, but, you know, every week is important, and we're coming into, obviously, the most volatile time of the year. Obviously, October, historically, the biggest collapses come in October. Okay, you know, you've got Christmas, you've got, you know, the Santa Claus rally, you've also got basically a short quarter, okay, because of tax selling and Christmas and the holidays. So this is a short quarter, and it's an active quarter. So 55-65, I'd play either side from here. At 60, I watch. Okay, the Cubs, so that's true. That is an important week. Cubs in the playoffs. Who would have thunk? I predict the winner of the Cubs-Pittsburgh game wins the World Series. That's my call. All right. Baba. Bravo, Alpha, Bravo, Alpha. Okay. So I've told you I've liked this all along. Now, I did not make an official buy, so I'm not going to take credit for it. But I knew somewhere down here was a good buy spot. Okay. You could watch it. And again, you just saw it tumble. And this is and one of the reasons these things become good buys. Okay. Is for a couple of reasons, but let's talk about it for a minute. You get some heavy selling into it, and what you really have here is you've got people liquidating long positions, and then you've got the shorts that are trying to get shorted, and the Momo chasers, the momentum, trying to push it down further. Well, it found a base, okay, and we didn't know here that this was the bottom. This was an indication, but we still didn't know for sure, but this was a very good indication that at least it found a low, and we got a pop. Okay, now that was very easy to look at and call. So now I would say, now on the other side, I would look to sell it at 66. Okay, I think 66 is probably a pretty good level to sell it. I think this is going to probably churn between 66 and, you know, 58, 57, somewhere around that area, to 66. And I would definitely, listen, I'm definitely tight. I've already tightened up my stop, and I won't mind if I get stopped out, because I will not mind getting short this at 66. Now I may go to 100. But I wouldn't mind being shorted at 66. Okay? All right. Baidu. Oof, man. And what did I say to you last week? Okay? I said, at some point, this is going to make a giant move. Okay? I mean, I just, again, how do I know? I never know for sure. But you just see certain stocks, certain vehicles, you just know that there's a move in there. Okay, so we wanted to sell this about 150. We said 130 might be a spot. I said I wouldn't be a buyer, but the 130 held. Okay, we got up to, you know, almost 150. So now you look at this, you go, oh, 150, here we are. And again, I like 150 as a sell. I don't want to turn and sell as it's going up to 150. I want to see it stop. If we hold tomorrow and start and stay under 150, I would definitely sell it at 150. Okay. And I would still look to be a buyer at 130. I think that the level is pretty clear. Now, 140 should cause or make it pause if it's going to come back down by this here. But eventually, I think it's going to see 130. Again, eventually, I think it's coming down to here. Okay. But for now, it's still going up, so we look at it here. But it's very clear of where we are and where the level is. Okay. All right.
So again, we're diagnosing and looking at individual stocks and individual levels, because at the end it really doesn't matter. They're all the same. And I hope you're noticing how the language that I'm speaking is getting. You haven't once heard me say they've got good sales, they've got good earnings. You've heard me say this is what we're seeing. This is the footprint that the market is leaving. And that, at the end of the day, becomes the most important thing, is the footprint that the market leaves, because that will guide you in the best direction. As we come to the break here, remember our friends at Thinkorswim, the platform that is built by traders for traders. I get special rates for everybody, but especially you Canadians, you really benefit. So reach out to me at Bubba at thebubbashow.org. I will send you information and get you hooked up. In the meantime, we are going to step out here for a break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and make sure you catch us on demand at libertytalk.fm. The Bubba Show will be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we're churning out footprints. We're pretending that we're looking at, we're not really pretending, we're looking at real live charts. And what I'm really trying to message, I'm trying to drive home here, how important certain things are in our market. And as you'll notice, not one of them ever has to do with what's going on with the Fed, what's going on with anybody. It only has to do with what's going on with the footprint of that market. So as we left off at Baidu, okay, we're going to come back and start with Salesforce. Okay, so let's get back to the call. Here we go.
CRM, Charlie, Romeo, Michael. All right, this blew out. Okay, there you go. All right, look at this move. Okay, this is why, look, I just said to you, if this call was yesterday, I said, man, you got to look to sell right here. But you got to wait. I want to sell here, but you got to wait until it stops going up. And look what happened next day. And again, I would have said, I would have 100% told you to sell it here. But I would have also said, you know, wait. Now, again, we're making, you know, a new near-term high. This is not a new all-time, I don't believe. Right, no, it's not. I mean, the 76 looks like an unbelievable area to take a stab at it. Okay? Now, again, that's up to you. You know, it's a little tougher. It's a little thinner stock. It moves. But I think 76 is like stealing. Okay? Now, again, based on this move, based on the old level, I think 76 is solid. I think the stock is really, I mean, I can make a case for potential support at 73, okay, based on the breakout. So it's 76, 73, but I would never trade that range. If I sell it at 76, I'm looking for it to come back down to at least 70, if not back to 68. And I would set this right now at 68, 76. That would be my levels that I'd be waiting for right now. CSIQ, Charlie Sierra, India, Quebec. All right. So as I kept saying, I knew this was going to rally. Okay. I wouldn't let you buy it because I didn't want you to get involved. I said, you know, if it sneaks down the 14, you take a shot at it. But here it is. We held where we talked about it once before. And again, I'm not taking any credit for it. Now here we are at 20. Okay. Now, normally, I would want to be short, looking to get short at 20. But I believe that you want to wait on this stock till 22 or 24. Again, I'm not in a hurry. There's certain items that I'm not in a hurry to short because they're a little thinner and they can stretch a little bit farther. Now, if I knew there was enough volume behind this and enough action here, I would probably sell it at 20. But knowing what I know and knowing what I tell you guys all the time about how certain things are, I'd rather try to wait. Now, again, I could change my mind tomorrow. If we stop and start curling over, then certainly I would look at it to take a stab from the short side there. Okay? I mean, I'm certainly not telling you not to, but I'm also telling you that I know most of you work and that it's not as easy to be involved. So I'm telling you for your own good, it's sometimes better to wait, and sometimes you miss. But it's better to miss because I've had traders that work for me over the years that they found every frickin' loser, but they didn't find the winners. And I don't want you to be those guys, okay? So sometimes it's better just to miss because what happens is you create bad habits by trying to get every trick. So don't try to do that, okay? Be strong, set your mind in it, and say this is where I'm going to go. And I'm going to wait for this to happen. And if this event doesn't occur, then I just won't trade it, which is fine. Again, this business is about duration, not about what happened today, okay? So anyway, I guess I got to give you numbers. 20, 22, 24, but don't put the 20 in. I don't want anybody who just reads this and doesn't listen to sell it at 20. 22, 24, and 16. Again, I'm fully expecting it to come back. Look for it to probably pause around 18 on the way down if it does come back down. But I think it's 16 to 20 right now. But for the sheet, put 16 to 22, please. Cyber, Sierra Yankee, Bravo Romeo. Okay, now we've been in pretty good tune with old Cyber. Once we got a read on it, we've been pretty good with this, okay? So here we are, back again. You know, we wanted 54, and it's been pretty good from 54. Again, I think that this is a great opportunity to take a stab from the short side. The only thing I would change now, though, instead of 46.54, I would have 48.54. But again, I think this is a great opportunity to take a stab from the short side, okay? Now, again, you want to let the market come to you a little bit. You don't want to just jump in. It is going straight up. Now, let me clarify one other thing, too, please. Very important. If you were long this, and we're going to use 54 to get out or part of your position, I'd have no problem with that. I don't want you initiating new positions until you have some sort of a confirmation. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. Again, when you're getting out and you're taking money off the table, profit, I have no problem. But when you're entering a new trade, I'd rather be patient and wait. So please make sure you understand the difference. Facebook. Foxtrot Bravo. All right, so here we are, right? We looked at 92 last week. Okay, we were 86 to 92. Okay, 86 was on Monday. No, Tuesday. There you go. So we did pick it, okay? Now, and we said 92, we could go to 96, and sure enough, we're on our way. 96, again, they get it from me, they get it with both hands. Okay? Now, again, I would wait till it stops going up, but at 96, they will get a package for me. They get a special delivery, FedEx, okay? And at 86, I'd be a buyer, okay? And that's what you want to look for. Again, we've gotten a little bit rambunctious here, you know, but of course, they got a little bit of rambunctious on the downside. So now they're getting a little bit on the upside. And this is, you know, short covering, you know, name it. There's a lot of reasons involved, but it doesn't matter. But all that matters is that the footprint is clear, 86.96 with a little midpoint at 90, 92, excuse me. First Solar, Foxtrot Sierra Lima Romeo. All right, now we call for a buy on this, if you remember, at 40. And I said, and my words were, I don't really want to buy it. I just know that these stocks are going to pop. Okay, not, again, it was more of a chart pattern, which we were at, and knowing what I know, and saying that there's a good likelihood. Then we said last week, well, maybe we want to look at 45. Well, fortunately, you could never have shorted at 45. If you did, you made a mistake. And not because it's against you, but because I'd have never sold into this the way it was going up there. I'm not selling into this. So now what I am going to look at, though, and very seriously and hard, I'm looking at 48 and 50 because I think those are outstanding spots to take a stab at this. Now, that fits in to everything we talk about because, again, if you look at the overall picture, 90% of this chart sits between 40 and 50, okay? Only this one little clump escaped above 50. So 50 looks like a great spot. So if you can get the 50, I would take it. Again, I wouldn't worry about it. Again, you may lose, but you'll be protected or you'll have a stop. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so are you getting the gist of what we're trying to teach? Are you getting the gist of what trading is truly about? You know, everybody likes to glorify the markets and the traders that are in it. But again, if you don't learn the basics, okay, and that goes from the news and everything else, because I made a challenge on Monday night to my guys to turn off the talking heads during the day because they will not intentionally, but they're creating news and they will put you in a bad position. And I want you to learn to look solely at the patterns that you have so that you give yourself the best opportunity. Because again, there's no better example than the jobs number of a couple of days ago. That why is the market up 800 points since the jobs number came out when we hit such a brutal jobs number? But that's the other reason that the Badger and I have put together our hedging class. Okay. Now we've done a couple now and they have been phenomenal and everybody loves it. Why? Because they can sleep at night knowing that they don't have to worry about their portfolio. They don't have to worry about their stocks. If the market collapses, they're going to make a lot of money and be able to buy stocks a lot cheaper. If the market goes up, they're going to participate. So it's a win-win position. And I'm telling you now, I haven't posted it on the website yet because I'm keeping it small. If you're interested, you want to be a part of it, you want to learn how to protect your portfolio, email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I will send the information. There's no obligation for information. I'm happy to share, but this is the service that I do for major hedge funds that are in the billions, not in the millions, not in the thousands. So certainly If they're looking into it, you better know that it's the right thing for you. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you catch The Bubba Show at libertytalk.fm on demand whenever you want to listen. In the meantime, we are going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back.
Hold my hand.
Hey, y'all, Scott here. So you made a little bit of money in this horrid economy only to find that the Fed has more or less outlawed saving. So into the treacherous waters of the stock market bubble you go. But how to make a little money without too much risk of losing it all? Check out WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson is a successful former hedge fund manager who opens a very real window into his main account, updating his subscribers on the facts of and the reasoning behind all his market moves. Follow along on paper or with real money and see what happens at WallStreetWindow.com.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out here. Yeah, we're having a good time, and you know, we're kind of going back and looking at different levels and understanding the true function of real free markets, even though the markets aren't free right now. But even with all of the financial engineering that all of our geniuses can do, guess what? The markets are still following the footprints, are still finding levels, and we're going to still help you do it. So let's get back to what the levels are and where we're going, and I think you'll enjoy and understand, and I think it's great for everybody to understand and learn it. So let's get back to it right now.
FXE, Foxtrot X-Ray Echo. So again, I'm just going to cover this quickly for everybody because I know if you like to trade the currencies, but for what we do or for what I do, it's really not, it doesn't really move enough. For a $100 stock, this moves like a $10 stock. Okay, so I will cover it, but it's not much to look at, I guess is what I'm trying to say. 109.5 looks to be, you know, 109, 109.5 looks like support. Okay, we had 108 to 112. Looks like it's made a better level, a little higher. 112 still looks to be the spot to sell it. Okay, so 109, 109.5 to 112. Guild, Gulf India Lima Delta. Okay. So this has been all over the map. You know, we had the selling, and we liked it as a buy, and then we liked it as a sell, and then it came down, and it cracked, and here we are at 94. Now we're running back up. I think you probably want to look at this at 100. Now, this is, again, this is a pretty good spot, you know, 100, 101, right around here. Okay? Because why? Consolidation, break to the downside, old support becomes new resistance. So you want to look at this. Okay, now again, this is a very fast mover. See, here's $200 stocks. One trades like a $10 stock. One trades like a $1,000 stock. This one trades like a $1,000. It moves a lot, which is great. I mean, again, the more movement we can get, the happier we should be. Because if you subscribe to the theory, whether you're doing stocks or options, that you know what your losses can be up front, but you never know how big your gains are, you want the biggest movers. Because, yeah, you get stopped out. But in the meantime, when you hit them, you're going to clock them. So anyway, I think 101 probably looks pretty good. I mean, you might look at this the first thing in the morning. I mean, this is what I'd be looking for, and this is kind of another little bit of a teaching moment, okay? But this is kind of what I would look for, okay? Now, here we got up to 101. So this was an opportunity. Should you have chosen it? Okay, and I'm not saying you should have had this one, but more importantly, when we came all the way down and then we popped back up, here we have a legitimate cause of action at about, you know, just under 100. And that is basically what that longer candle that we looked at shows us, okay, that it did stop going up right around the area that we would have expected it to. So that would be, you know, this almost qualifies. If I'd have caught this earlier, I would have shorted. I was too busy putting out my own fires. But this looks like a pretty good level. I mean, I would watch this early, and I would be willing to take a stab at it quickly. Okay? Around the 100 level. Gold, Gulf Lima Delta. All right. So on this chart, we thought, okay, sell 110. Okay, we haven't quite got there. I think 110 is still good. I think 106 is still good. I don't think anything's changed here. I think, again, we're basically just in this pocket of area. Okay, a lot of gaps this chart, you know, because there's a lot of overnight moves that this doesn't account for. I mean, because that's really just this chart here, but this gets more filled out because it trades 24 hours. Okay, so you just, if you color by pencil when we were kids, you had to color by number, whatever it is. You color in those candles, you get the same thing. Okay, but it does look a little uglier. So I think 110, 106. I think they haven't changed. GMCR, Golf Michael Charlie Romeo. Sell at 60, buy at 50. Oh, here you go. Here it was 49, 49.50. Here it's 55. I think we stick with that. 50, 60. I don't think there's no reason to change that. Okay? GoPro, Golf Papa Romeo Oscar. Okay, another new low. We call it neutral, and of course, it's made another new low. Now, you can chase this all you want. You can try to pretend that you're smarter than the market. Okay. But in the meantime, right about here, if you're so inclined, this is a spot to probably step in. Okay. 106, 110, Paul. But you can use 111 as well. If you're so inclined and you have to own GoPro, I mean, this is about as good as it gets from an ugly chart that looks like it might indeed hold here. Okay, this is about as good as it gets right here. I would not be buying it. I took a stab in it last week with an option trade. Okay, it did not work, and I'm not really interested because what bothers me, and this is what something else you want to start to look for, when you trade a stock that is typically very volatile, okay, and when I mean volatile, I'm not talking about the implied volatility. I'm talking about the size of the days, okay? When they start getting narrower, it means there's a move coming, but in other words, the truth of the matter is, if I'm going to play it based on I know there's a move coming, even though I think it's probably going to go higher, the move I would expect based on the information I've been given would be a breakout to the downside again. Okay? But I do believe that you're going to get a chance to buy it and have it rally. I mean, I think it sees 35. Okay? But I don't buy it. I'm not recommending buying it. But if you must, this is a pretty good spot. Okay? I'd rather be a seller, though, at 35 and then at 40. Halliburton. Another pig. Gosh. All right. So 37.50. Look at this. Boom. We went right here, and this is an area, right? But, again, the overall chart really is really still the same. Nothing's really changed. Okay, it's 35 to 40, and that's really it. They got earnings what, next week? 10.19. Is it? 2 weeks, right? Okay. So, I mean, here we are, you know, in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I own it. I'm not selling it. I think, I don't think it's going anywhere fast. I don't think it's going up or down quickly. I think if it goes to 35, I'll probably buy some more. If it goes up to 40, I might peel off some. Okay, but I'm always going to hold a core position here. Herbalife. Hotel Lima Foxtrot. Okay. So, we thought that down here was a fairly good buy, and look what happened. Again, I don't expect anybody to have had this trade, okay? It didn't really get low enough, but it came down to the area that we talked about. Around 50 was 51, and now we're back up to 60. Now, again, this is, to me, an area I'd like to sell it, okay? Now, what are we noticing here today from, you know, other periods of time? We're seeing a lot more money flow back into some of these momentum stocks, these higher flyers. Now, if we get QE4, they'll probably go higher. Okay, but if it's just the old short covering rally and the chasing, then this will be 50 before you can say 50. So, I'm gonna bank on the fact that the street has once again rallied too fast. So I would like to be a seller at 60. Because I'm going to bank on the fact that, you know, typically we have a tendency to get too far ahead of ourselves because the stock is up 20% in 3 days. So I would more be inclined to think that at worst it'll come back to 55. So I'd say 50, 60. IWM, India Whiskey Michael. What is the QE4 reference? I believe that there's going to be a QE4. That's the reference. I've said this for a number of weeks on air. I've said it here. I believe the economy is in so much trouble, okay, that the Fed is trying to figure out a way to print more money. Okay? That's what I believe. So that's the reference. I believe we're going to have an announcement, and I believe that's part of what this rally has been based on, that people believe that because the jobs number was so bad again, and you know the participation rate was so bad, that the Fed is going to try to step the aid again. And since they can't lower interest rates anymore, the only thing they can do is to print more money, which I believe that they will. Okay.
Turn those machines back on. Start printing away. That's actually what I do actually expect. Again, I've said it here. I've said it on Varney. I'm not ashamed. I said it in Sky Australia, Canada, worldwide. I've said that it's a mess. And based on the way, on their cockeyed math, the way they think, the only way out is to continue to print. I think they forgot about what free markets were about. And I think that's the problem, is we forgot, and the Federal Reserve forgot, that actually markets themselves, when given free opportunity to trade, okay, will certainly tell you where we should be. So when they ask you about the price of something like oil, is oil fairly priced? Well, it's fairly priced because that's what the market will bear right now. It's nothing to do with anything else. That's where the market is. Traders know how to set the market. And this is another reason that you need to learn how to hedge and manage your portfolio, because I don't want anybody to wake up one morning and go, oh my God, I did it again. I lost all my money. I don't want to see that. I can prevent that. I can teach you how to prevent that. And we're good at it. So it's a private offering right now. You can email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. You won't find it anywhere. If you're interested, great. I'll send you information. If not, no worries. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back for a little bit more education, as we like to educate, we like to learn, and we like to teach. So this is The Bubba Show. Make sure you catch the show at libertytalk.fm on demand anytime you want. libertytalk.fm. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break.
Written by Fred Ebb and John Kander. Orchestrated by...
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we're having a great time, ripping the Fed. That's one of my favorite things to do because they do such a wonderful job. But also, really, the more important part is we're teaching, understanding, and how markets themselves actually function. So let's get back to the Monday Night Call as we're talking about charts, and we're going to talk about IWM, which is the ETF for the Russells. Let's get back to the call.
So IWM, we thought 112 was a good level. Now, again, in my defense, okay, I don't need defending, but in my defense, we broke right through it, so there was nothing to do, okay? But now 114, I think, is a great level. I think actually the king here is 115, like 115. Again, you want to buy it, you know, probably want to wait when we test the low again. LNG. It's amazing. They had so much bearish news. See, this is what I'm talking about. Now, all this bearish news is coming out on LNG right now. Not just LNG, the company, but also LNG, liquefied natural gas. I mean, you can't believe how much bad news came out over the weekend. This, and of course, stock rallies. Why? Because the pros, the money, knew about it here. Okay, they've been selling it all along. So all that's happening now is they've already overpriced the sell-off. The news was not a problem. This goes back to when somebody asked me earlier about oil in Saudi Arabia. It doesn't matter. That news is old news. Are you kidding? By the time we react to it, it's already played out in the market 50 times. These guys were selling this thing all along. Okay? And Carl Icahn tried to step in and buy it and say he was buying it. Okay? And he still couldn't keep it up. But now, you know, the bad news is out. It hit the streets. Boom. And we rallied. And no surprise here. So now, what do we do? Well, I think you look at 55 as the upside. I would not want to be a buyer. Maybe 48, I'd look at it. I mean, I like natural gas space. I just don't want to get trapped up and caught up in this because this will relate to more of the commodity. I like it at 48, but I'm getting a little bit concerned because it's getting a little ugly. And remember, this was a $10 stock at one time. Okay? Las Vegas Sands. Lima Victor Sierra. Look at this. Who'd have thunk? Okay. Look at this. And now, again. Oh, my God. Boom, boom, boom. And then all of a sudden, oops, we made a mistake. We got to buy some back. Okay. And this is all this is short covering. Okay. That's all this is. Look at the size of the volume. This is not new buyer. This is not new money coming. This is the shorts getting their you know what, squeezed off. So where do we go? Well, I don't know. We could go higher. I mean, again, at this point, you know, they're going to keep pushing it up. I mean, let's wait on them. I'd say 48 would be a seller. The way this chart looks, there's no spot to really buy it right now. You cannot buy into this. If it consolidates for a week, we can find a level. But, you know, if you're buying, you're just shooting ducks or you're trying to take a shot. And don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, I would have thought about buying it down at 36 or 37. I was too busy managing a position for my buddy who wanted to buy Wynn. Okay, I made him buy when he stepped up and bought it early. He went about at 100, and I made him wait. He bought it at 70. I said, no, too early. So then he bought more at 60. I said, no, too early. So then when I got down to 52, I said, all right, double up here, and we'll sell half of it next week at 62, and we'll get out. And, of course, we did get out. But the point is that I missed it because I was too busy managing his crappy position. But, again, I don't see a spot to buy here yet. We need it to consolidate before we can really make a decision. I would sell it on the way up to 48. Netflix, November Fox, Lima X-ray. All right. So, unfortunately, this would have been a good sale. It wouldn't have been good financially, but it would have been a reasonable spot. We hung at 105 and then hung again. Now, the days were both positive. I get it. But, I mean, I would have no problem. If you were short this at 105, you just lost money. I mean, that's the bottom line. So, now what? I think you can look at 115. Would be legitimate, realistic to look at. Again, you know, again, we get a little bit ahead of ourselves. This does have earnings. I'm sure that has something to do with it, you know, parts of it, and it's inflating, so it's not really optional right now. So it's really not tradable. I guess the best call is really to make it neutral. I want to make it neutral. Sorry, I talked myself into it. Rig. Okay, now I said you could buy it right here. And again, this is just, here it is, bottoming process, boom, can't buy it now. Now the key is, and this is what we're looking for, either it's going to do the same thing it's done for the last 3 months, which is come up here and then collapse and come all the way back down and everybody's going to get disgusted again, or it's going to break out to the upside. Now, certainly, as you know, I told you I will not short a stock at $15. I ain't shorting it. So that's never in my vernacular for this, but I'm not a buyer here. I mean, you have to understand you cannot be buying this here. If you really want to get in and you missed it, you can look at 1350. Here's the breakout spot right here. Okay, you can look at 1350. Now, I own it, again, I own it from all different prices, and I did buy some down here. Okay, but at the end of the day, you know, you can look at it, but you certainly can't be a buyer here. If you are and you lose money, you deserve it. Okay, now, if we break above and then come back and hold, then it's a different story. But today, the way it looks now, you're just chasing it up to the moon. Okay, and if you watch it, here's the same thing, right? If you'd have bought it, yeah, you got one spike up, and it immediately cracked. You need it to hold, and we've failed every single time to hold above this area. So keep that in mind when you decide to jump it. Okay, how about this? I told you, right? Again, and I'm not trying to say I told you so, but if this thing can hold 40, it's going back to 50. Here you go. Bing, 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 bing. Okay, solid at 50. It's 40, 50. It's pretty clear. Okay. I keep selling 12 puts. It gets down there. Yeah, that's great. That's what I do. Here, 40, 50. I mean, this was an easy call. This tied into the whole solar energy, the whole deal. Okay? Knowing that you're going to get some sort of a bounce from down here, it was natural. SanDisk. All right. Interesting. What a show this put on. Now, fortunately, no, nobody here should have been short. I wish I would have said buy it at 50, but I didn't. I said sell it at 55, but nobody should be short. I am short now. I got shorted today. Okay. Now, why? Because, again, A, I honestly believe something's wrong with this company. Number one. Number two, based on the footprint, I came to resistance, a little bit of a double top, a spike up move. I couldn't ask for a better spot from my perspective. Okay? Everything fits. The footprint fits. The move fits. Everything works that says this should go lower. And I'm sure it'll go up to 80, but for now, I'm short. And I would have no problem selling it right about here. Spider, Sierra Papa Yankee. Okay. So, 195 was not so good. Now, interestingly enough, look where we stopped. This is the funny part, right? Look where you stopped. Like a freight train, you stopped at 195. Now, this, if anybody got short this at 195, I forgive you, because it happened to be the perfect storm. It was 195 on a Friday after it just rallied back a gazillion points after bad news. I thought it was a logical model to take a stab from there. Okay. Of course, I was short from there. But again, so this is a trade I can forgive you on, because, again, as you know, I do believe in going home short over the weekends, or having some short positions on anyways. Because, again, the news on Monday, if it's good news, the market will gap higher and always sells back off a little bit. And if it's bad news, obviously, we've seen some pretty dramatic Mondays. Okay.
All right, so we're coming by to the end of the day today, and, you know, I just want to make sure that you got a good, solid education. You got yourself ready to rock and roll. You got yourself prepared for the next market move. Again, that's what this is about. You know, again, we have great guests. We have great shows. But we also enjoy and want to make sure that you teach, and we teach you, and that you learn. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you. And we want it to be about you and for you. And that is why I go through the efforts to make sure that we're always having some sort of educational desire here so that you can become better for you. Great show today. I'm happy that you were able to get the information. I think it's terrific. You know, make sure you check out thebubbashow.org. We put up some great articles that are 4 to 6 months ahead of the news you'll see on the street. I mean, we're writing stuff about now that you just won't believe. You got to check it out. Anyways, this has been The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure you catch the show at libertytalk.fm on demand when you can't get to it live. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.